In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Back to your program, Treasures. We are commenting on the Gospel of St. John, chapter 12. And there was, you know, the Palm Day, and in that day also the Greek people came to ask. They wanted to see the Lord. Philip and Andrew went to the Lord, speaking to him that these people wanted to see you. The Lord started to give words about serving God and how he should be crucified for the life of the world. And then he started to pray to the Father. And with this prayer, the voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Therefore, the people who stood by and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice did not come because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now meaning the hour. And the hour meaning the hour of the crucifixion and the resurrection. Because that's the point of judgment for those who will believe in Christ as the Savior, who died for humanity and give humanity life again, eternal life, they will be saved. And if they share in his death and they refused his salvation, they will be condemned forever. So that's a very important hour coming. He said it this way, now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. Now, again, it's the hour. And the hour will come soon, after a few days, because we are in the Palm Day now. But you know, focusing on this day, he said the ruler of this world, who is devil, will be cast out. So until this minute, the devil was authorized to control this world. And he was free to preach his bad ideas and his evil thoughts, his evil habits. And he was like controlling all the minds of people. And no one can save himself or free himself out of his authority. But now devil will be cast out because of the power of the cross. And I, the Lord is speaking, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. So speaking about the minute of his crucifixion, he will be lifted up. And by this, you know, he will draw all people to himself. So the attraction of the cross, Christ will like be a magnet to take all the people to his embrace just by dying for them and opening his arms, you know, to take all humanity to heaven. This he said, signifying by what death he would die. So by the word, if I'm lifted up, he was mentioning the cross. But you know, at that minute, they couldn't understand what he meant. But after being crucified and after the day of his resurrection, they understood exactly his words. The people answered him, we have heard from the Lord that the Christ remains forever. So some of the Jewish people standing around him saying, you are speaking like you will go away. Where are you going to? Because, you know, we knew that Christ, when he comes, he will stay forever. And how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? So they understood that the lifting up, meaning he will die. So they were like astonished hearing him, I will die, I will be crucified, I have to be lifted up. So, who is this Son of Man if he is going to die? He should stay forever. Then Jesus said to them, a little while longer, the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of the light. This thing Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. You know, he spoke about himself as the grain of wheat. He spoke about the crucifixion and the resurrection. He spoke to the Father, and they listened to the voice of the Father, replying about the glory of the Son. Then, you know, they asked him, "Are you the Son of Man?" Simply he answered, "Yes," but he answered it in different words. He mentioned, "You have the light now. Walk in the light. Stop walking in darkness. Now you see the light, the real light, the true light. It's the light of the Lord Himself. So choose to follow the light. Stop following darkness." And he said it, "Lest darkness overtake you." He who walks in darkness does not know where he's going. So most of the people does not know where they are going. They never think of the eternal life. They cannot see what's next, what's after life. They are not busy even with this story. And they live their day like dead bodies because they are going to die soon. But being in the light of the Lord, now we can see the future. We are up to the eternity. We are aiming at the kingdom of heaven. While you have the light, believe in the light that you may become sons of the light. So we, the believers, consider to be the sons of the light because, you know, we follow the light. We are not happy with the darkness of this world. These things Jesus spoke and departed. And was hidden from them because, you know, most of them couldn't understand the words. He was speaking about himself as the Son of God, as the light of the world, but they couldn't accept it, and they have no idea about the power of the cross and the plan of salvation. But although he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe in him, that the word of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled which he spoke, "Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom had the arm of the Lord been revealed?" So, Isaiah spoke about his people that, you know, they will see many miracles, many signs, but because they have this stony heart, they cannot see the truth. Although they see the miracles, although they will see the Lord himself, but as if they never saw him. "Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom had the arm of the Lord been revealed?" To the humble people, to the simple people, to the beloved ones who will be the sons of the light, but not to all the Jew people, not to all Israel. Therefore, they couldn't believe because Isaiah said again, so he is like mentioning many of the prophecies related to why these people of Israel couldn't understand the words of the Lord, couldn't believe him even after all these miracles, and especially the miracle of Lazarus. "He has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they should see with their eyes, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them." These were the words given by Isaiah in his book because the people could see many signs, but they could never reach the level of faith. So, you know, many people may say, if I see miracles, I should believe. That's not always the case. You may see many miracles, but if your heart is not ready to accept the faith, you will never have it. And it happened in history many, many times. These special people had seen many miracles since Moses and, you know, the stories of the book of Exodus and the 40 years in the wilderness. They had seen hundreds of miracles. But, you know, they couldn't believe in God. "He has blinded their eyes." It does not mean that it's the will of God to blind their eyes, but, you know, because of their will. God, you know, gave them the free will to do whatever they like. So as if he blinded their eyes. But the blindness is always related to their will, to their hearts, who, you know, rejected the truth all the time. "He has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they should see with their eyes, as if they do not want to see. Lest they should understand," because they never wanted to understand, with their hearts and turn. They never wanted to turn back from their evil way, so that I should heal them. God was always ready to heal his people, to save them, but they were never ready. These things Isaiah said when he saw his glory. It was in the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, when he first saw the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, sitting on his throne in glory, and he listened to his voice. And in this chapter, these verses was written, and this prophecy was given to all the people of Israel. Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him. Although most of the people, especially the people of the temple, the ruler, the chief priests, the Pharisees, they couldn't see the truth because of their heart. But you know, some of them believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him. Like Nicodemus, he was a Pharisee. He couldn't confess his belief in Christ, although he believed in him. Lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. So that's another problem. For some people, even they believe in Christ, because of the fear of men, because of the glory of men, because of their focus on these days, they, you know, cannot, you know, confess their belief, because they want to follow people, not to follow God. Following God is not easy, because most of the people will stand against you if you follow Christ. And it's not easy to stand against all the people, but that's the way of God. For they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. And the praise of men is for today, but the praise of God is forever. Then Jesus cried out and said, "He who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me." Because some of the Jew people couldn't understand the relation between the Messiah and God the Father. So he is revealing the secret that God the Father is the same like God the Son in divinity. There are no two gods, but you know, there is only one God's nature. But the person of God the Father is different from the person of God the Son. The Father sent the Son, but they have the same will. They are one in nature, one in essence. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. God the Father, no one can see him, because he is not to be incarnated. He sent the Son to be seen by man. Now when we see Christ, now we can see his Father. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. Again, he's speaking about light and darkness. He came to be the light of this world. And if you see him, you can see the light, you can see the truth. You will not live in darkness anymore. If anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. That's very important. Although Christ is God and he is the real judge, but his mission for that time was to save people. He did not come to judge people, but doing his plan, that's the source of the day of judgment. Because for those who believe in his work, who believe in him as God incarnate to save man, they will be saved forever. And for those who rejected the truth and keep their hearts, you know, hardened against the truth, they will be condemned. But Christ did not come to condemn people. Christ came to save people. He who rejects me and does not receive my words had that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. So the words of truth given by God will judge people, because you either, you know, accept the word, believe in the word, or reject the word. And the word is the truth. So, as if Christ saying, I will not judge people because I don't want to condemn anyone, but the word of truth will judge them. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command what I should say and what I should speak. So telling the people that he is not, you know, working alone, he is not serving himself. He is not about his glory away from the glory of God. He is glorifying God the Father all the time. He is telling all people to consider him, you know, light of light, true light of true light, a true God of true God. So believing in Christ is simply to believe in God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command what I should say and what I should speak. Some people may understand this verse like the level of the Son is much less than the level of the Father, because he's saying he gave me a command. But let me tell you, Christ being a man, because he incarnated and became man, he's speaking like us. So he's considering the command of God the Father. But in many other areas in the gospel, he mentioned that that's his will. He came by his own will, and he is doing his plan. So sometimes he is relating what he's doing to the command of the Father. Other times he is saying that it is his will and his plan. In order to put it this way, being like us, being in flesh, he should obey God's command. But being God, he is doing his own plan. And I know that his command is everlasting life. That's very important. The command given by God is everlasting life. Not only to Christ, because Christ came to give everyone everlasting life. But the rule, you know, is a rule. Now the word of God, the command of God, is the source of everlasting life. If you believe in God and you obey his command, you will be given everlasting life. So for those who are rejecting the gospel and the word of God and the truth, they choose to die forever, to be condemned. But here he's saying, I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak. So he's saying, I'm speaking the word of truth, exactly given by the Father, and there is no other way to be saved but through the word of God. Glory to God. Amen.